Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. That is what we do. Phones are open every single night. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And joining us remotely, are you there, sir?
Nobody's here.
Nobody is here. Calling us, calling in tonight due to some unusual circumstances here in the studio. We won't dig deeper into that, but glad to have you, even though it is at a remote location. And there's, of course, lots, you know, in the news to talk about, as always. Alex Jones is back in court. We mentioned this, I think, last week, that after losing a pretty big civil case, and that was down in Texas, they hit him with like something like a $40, $50 million settlement in that case. The situation was the Sandy Hook in Connecticut. Sandy Hook, they, you know, he said some stuff on the air some people didn't like. It hurt their feelings. And so they claim they've been harassed by Jones's supporters, these families, because Jones said that Sandy Hook didn't actually happen, basically, was kind of what he said on the air, as I understand it.
Yeah.
And apparently you can't have certain beliefs these days in the United States and go on the radio. And so they found him responsible to pay these people millions of dollars in damages. And now the rumor I heard was that there's some sort of Texas law that limits the payouts. So even though he got hit with $45 million in so-called damages, he could only, like, because there's only two families or whatever that were in that case, there's a limit as far as, I think it was $1.5 million or $750,000. There's some sort of cap, supposedly. I have not seen any validation of that claim.
You know, I have to wonder, for what exactly? I mean, like, $1 million because you made somebody feel bad? I mean...
Go ahead, nobody.
I always thought it was crazy that he said that these things were all, that they were all faked. Because he obviously doesn't understand the United States government. It's much easier to actually murder people than to fake it up. So why would they fake it? They have no problem murdering people.
Yeah, I've never understood it either. I mean, it definitely seems crazy, but that said, you should be able to be crazy, right? Like, you should be free to be nuts in the USA if you have so-called freedom of speech, and that means that you should be free to ramble about whatever lunatic theory that you want to. And apparently, according to these juries, no, you're not. If somebody got their feelings hurt, these people essentially, like, yeah, okay, it wasn't bad enough that they already lost their kids in some mass shooting, but now they claim that Jones has made that worse because he said something they didn't like? It's ridiculous.
It's kind of crazy, too, because it's like it's a minority opinion. It's not even like the mainstream narrative, right? Like,
yeah.
And the government doing it or something, like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just crazy.
Well, so there's news here. So again, he's back in court. So he lost in Texas, but now he's being sued again in civil court, this time in Connecticut, where apparently, you know, the difference between Connecticut and Texas is there's probably no limits. It's expected that he may face even greater damages in Connecticut, and as I understand it, there probably are no caps when it comes to what the payouts could be. And so he's in court this week. There's been some clips that have been posted online. The story here coming from the New York Times in Waterbury, Connecticut, Alex Jones' initial day of testimony in a trial for damages after years of lying about the Sandy Hook shootings ended in chaos. Confronted on Thursday with the harm he had done by repeatedly lying on his InfoWars radio and online show that Robbie Parker, whose daughter Emily died in the massacre, was an actor, Jones erupted in a rant that drew a contempt threat by the judge, Barbara Bellis, of the State Superior Court. Jones responded, is this a struggle session? Are we in China? I've already said I'm sorry, and I'm done saying I'm sorry. So I guess apologizing to these people didn't work.
Yeah.
And they want to ruin him financially. Jones was set off by the lawyer for the families of the Sandy Hook victims, Chris Matei, who pointed to Parker in the courtroom as he questioned Jones on the stand, saying, Robbie Parker's sitting right here. He's real, isn't he? And for years you put a target on his back, didn't you? Just like you did every single parent and loved one sitting here. No, I didn't, said Jones. Why don't you show a little respect, Mr. Jones, said the lawyer. You have families in this courtroom here that lost children, sisters, wives, moms.
But that had nothing to do with Alex Jones.
No.
And it's perfectly reasonable. I mean, Jones, as far as I know, never told anybody to do anything to these people.
No.
And you can't simultaneously say that these people don't exist and they should also be killed. It doesn't make sense.
At the end of the day, after the jury, the judge rebuked Jones, saying, this is not a press conference. This is clearly not your show. You have to respect the process, she says. At the end of the day, after the jury had gone, she warned Jones, as well as his lawyer, Norm. Sorry, what was that, nobody?
Penguin said why. I said, because the process doesn't respect you. That's why. Yeah. And it will kill you.
In this case, it will, at the very least, financially ruin him, I suspect. This is a lot of money. I mean, already 40-something million, or close to 50, I believe, in the Texas trial, and it could be even more here. She warned Jones, as well as his lawyer, Norm Pattis, that she would enforce a zero-tolerance policy Friday for ignoring her orders about decorum in the courtroom. Pattis had repeatedly objected as his client shouted, quote, you can expect a contempt hearing if anybody steps out of line, she said, and Mr. Jones, same thing, unquote. Jones for years spread lies on InfoWars. Now, is it a lie if you actually believe it?
It's not. It's an opinion anyway. It's not a. I mean, look, he stated his opinion, right?
His opinion was that it was faked,
right? And that's not necessarily a fact. It's an opinion, and that's exactly the kind of thing that's protected, by the First Amendment.
It's amazing to me that this is obviously not being protected, at least in these civil cases. Now, they are appealing the decisions in Texas, so perhaps they'll get some justice so-called later.
But here's the thing, Ian. What they'd probably argue is that, well, this isn't protected. Constitution protects you from the government, but of course they're going to claim this isn't the government, this is a civil case.
Well, the Constitution is supposed to enshrine the idea of freedom of speech. And that should include being able to speak about somebody else.
You would think you wouldn't be able to use the government to extract money out of people who, give their opinion, certainly.
Unfortunately, there are libel laws in the United States that essentially say that if you are, and I'm not a lawyer, this isn't legal advice, but my understanding of them is that if you say a thing that damages somebody's reputation, then you have to pay out to that person, as long as they're not a public figure.
It's more detailed than that.
But that only happens when the so-called victim is popular. I guarantee I can say anything I want about Alex Jones right now over the radio, 200 radio stations. I can say he's a monster who should be killed. And guess what? Nobody's coming after me for that. Not me, the other nobody. Mm-hmm. Because nobody cares about Alex Jones. People do care about these people who obviously they suffered a terrible loss. They were victimized, mm-hmm. but they weren't victimized by Alex Jones. They were victimized by a government that didn't protect them and by a madman who shot them.
We're coming up here in moments. The number, if you want to join the show, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in on what you think of this Alex Jones situation? Maybe you are somebody who's listened to him at some point. You've actually heard the things he said. Does that make a difference?
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-260-0. As people are going to the polls, or in some cases the polls are coming to them in the eastern area of Ukraine, we can talk about the latest in that situation. It is Ian, Chris, and Nobody here in the studio tonight. We've upgraded Nobody's audio quality, so he's with us remotely tonight. So thanks for coming in that fashion.
I'm delighted to be here, or to be virtually here.
Indeed. So we're talking about Alex Jones and the current situation that he's in down in Connecticut, where he's facing another civil trial. So he's been on trial and found, I guess they call it, what is it, responsible or something in a civil trial. It's not, you're not getting found guilty. There's another term for it. Mm. And so now he's back in court, except in Connecticut, where apparently things have already gotten heated with Jones taking the stand, I guess, earlier today, got rebuked by the judge. They say here in this New York Times article, which is just basically a hit piece against Jones, they say that he spread lies.
I noticed people have been questioning Alex Jones's sanity so vocally and so loudly for so many years, and I did it myself. Mm-hmm. I used to say Alex Jones is a lunatic because he thinks there's some billionaire pedophile out there with his own private island, and Bill Clinton, of all people, is going there. Alex Jones is completely out of his mind. But they don't even stop to ask themselves if they are persecuting a lunatic for being crazy. The story says lie uncritically over and over and mm-hmm. over again. Everybody knows Alex Jones is crazy. So why are they saying, no, he's not crazy, he's lying, he's pretending to be crazy?
The reason is because this crazy guy has money. Right?
Like, yes, he does.
Your typical rambling, drunk lunatic on the streets, he doesn't have a dime to his name. He'd love it if you gave him a dollar. But this one has...
Yeah, I'd love it if you gave me a dollar.
Yeah. This guy, who knows how much Jones has. As I understand it, he has filed bankruptcy in his company all of a sudden within recent months, and that happens to coincide with all these civil trials. So I'm sure Jones would
that could backfire on the government, because imagine if they actually pick a receiver who's more competent than Jones, which I don't think is a very high bar, and he puts that thing into high gear and turns it into a billion-dollar enterprise. I mean, he's done pretty well for himself, despite being, as mentioned, nuts.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, he's got a product that is very saleable. In fact, they say that Jones has actually done very well for himself on selling supplements. So it's really, he's done less successfully selling videos or whatever. In fact, to Jones's credit.
Have you called the supplement people, brother man? Because he was doing, I think he was doing better than us.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jones is he's got this follower base that is just unquestioning. Right. There's a lot of people who will just do whatever it is Alex Jones says. If Jones says buy, this soap product or buy these pills or whatever, he's got people that will follow his every word. We encourage independent thought.
It
right?
does, I think, some stuff called My Mud.
Oh, my Magic Mud? I don't think that, I don't even know if they're doing radio anymore. I think they're still on.
Mark Itch is still doing them. I was busting his balls.
No, I see what you're saying. But I mean, just to update our listeners on My Magic Mud, it is actually a Texas-based company. And
I'm not saying they're bad. I have no idea.
I like their product. I really do. It's unfortunately they went bankrupt a few years ago. I think they're still in business. Like it's one of those bankruptcies.
There's a lot of that going around these days.
Yeah, it's one of those bankruptcies you can come back from. I don't remember what chapter that is. So they're still in business, and we're still running ads for them. But that's because we like them. They're not paying us to do it. We've been running ads for them gratis for a long time. But what I was saying about Jones is he's got this personality that he's cultivated, And it is a very kind of cultish personality, if you will, in that people will do whatever it is he says, whereas we encourage independent thought. We say, you know, don't believe what we say. Do your own research. And so if we bring a product out that we like, I mean, I'm sure some people appreciate the fact that we like it, but they're going to do their own research, and that's not the same kind of... well, I mean, I think that they will.
We'd encourage them to, yeah, whether or not they do is another matter, but...
Yeah. I think that's the difference between the audiences here. We don't put ourselves forward as any kind of oracle, you know, all-knowing hosts that know the truth about everything. We're people who are trying to discover the truth. We might have some ideas about it that we'll share with you. And of course, the phones are always open here. We've even had people call in and criticize our advertisers on the show. I'm sure our advertisers don't like it when that happens, but we don't exclude any callers here. So anyway, they say that Jones spread lies on InfoWars that the December 14th, 2012 shooting that killed 20 first graders and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, was a government pretext for gun control. Late last year, Jones lost 4 separate defamation lawsuits filed by the families of 10 Sandy Hook victims who had endured years of online torment and threats from conspiracy theorists who believed Jones's bogus claims.
See, he should have blamed it on MAGA Republicans, okay? Because then nobody would have come after him for that. But he blamed the government.
I mean,
you know, blaming MAGA Republicans is much safer. You can run a MAGA Republican down in your car and get out of jail on bail the next month or the next day.
That's a fact. That actually happened, right?
I mean, it's not like it actually
happened. It's public record.
It's not like the mainstream media didn't cover the case. It did. So why is the mainstream media not being sued? I mean,
the mainstream media provided the official narrative.
Right. But the whole point is, like, what
official narrative on question?
Just because you say something doesn't necessarily mean that you're responsible for what somebody else then goes and does. Especially when you're not advocating for...
That seems so obvious. Like, I would love for someone to talk to these jurors and ask them that question. Like, how could you hold this man who's simply talking into a microphone, opining about his, you know, thoughts on this crazy situation, how can you hold him responsible for what completely unrelated people he has no idea who's listening to his words? He cannot control who's listening to his words. He's on radio stations, for instance. How can you hold anybody responsible for the actions of some crazy person?
How would you even know that these trolls are doing it in reaction to what he said as opposed to, I don't know, what the mainstream media said, right? Like, how do we know that even if he didn't exist, that they wouldn't have done those things anyway? Because it wasn't mainstream media, too.
Did they call them on the witness stand? Did they call the actual people who were harassing these families? And did they all point to Jones and say, he made me do it? I mean, what happened here? It's crazy.
What happened here is what always happens under democracy, which is some politically unpopular person got singled out, and they're in the process of lynching him by inches on camera.
Mm-hmm. And this is, a lot of people call it lawfare, using the law as like warfare, attacking people and just financially ruining them. More coming up here in moments. If you want to weigh in on the Alex Jones situation, it is a tragedy for the idea of freedom of speech here in the U.S. The number 603-283-6160.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. one of the nation's largest investment banks says Wall Street can forget about a Santa Claus rally this year. In a note to clients, the bank citing the Fed Reserve stance and predicted a late-year stock market rally is unlikely. Leaders across the world are bashing elections taking place in Russian-controlled Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
As war in Europe has shown signs in recent weeks that Russia may be in trouble, residents in Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine began voting in referendums on joining Russia Friday morning. Russia-installed leaders will hold elections through Tuesday. Ukraine and Western nations are calling the election a sham, as Russia tries to annex nearly 15% of Ukraine.
Happy Friday, and thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We've got more on the Alex Jones trial. He is on trial again after losing multiple civil cases in Texas that were brought against him from some of the Sandy Hook victims. 10 of their families had brought 4 separate defamation suits against Jones, and now there's even more that are happening against him, except this time in Connecticut. It's Ian, Chris, and Nobody here tonight. You can join us at 603-283-6160. And if you've ever worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation. They had contaminants in the drinking water there that have led to these diseases. There might be some filing deadlines on this, so I would recommend that you get in touch with the phone number I'm going to give you here in a moment, sooner rather than later, and you can see if a loved one or you are eligible. The number is 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you had a serious health issue, the money's already set aside. Call them up over at 888-918-1037. As we continue here with the latest attack on Alex Jones, which, of course, a lot of it's been in the mainstream media who are just celebrating over the fact that Jones has been targeted for these civil trials, where, as they point out in this story, this is the first actual mainstream acknowledgement of this what I had heard. I'd heard this on social media about there being a limit to civil verdicts in Texas, meaning the jury can give you a big number, but the person who's found responsible doesn't have to pay the big number. They pay a much smaller.
That's not unique to
Texas.
In practice, it exists everywhere.
Hmm.
And the reason is that juries tend to think that the case they're looking at is the only case in the world and the most horrible thing that's ever happened.
Mm.
So they give insane, because they know about it. They don't know about any of the other horrible things happening. So they have no perspective. And so they make awards that are frankly unrealistic a lot of the time. And higher courts routinely set these damages aside and make a more, make something
plainer,
especially if you're politically popular or you've paid off the proper politician.
Yeah, that's true. But even after they get a set aside and a lower number, is given, these awards are often absolutely ridiculous. An $8 billion reward down to a $1 million reward because somebody died. And it's not a fault of the company, really. It's just that somebody did something bad who worked for the company, and not even on company time. It seems to me to be still a bit ridiculous. But, yeah, that's the kind of thing that routinely happens.
That's why the government cultivates hate. Because what they want these people to do is say, well, these people suffered a horrible loss. They can't sue the government. Because the system is unfair, but somebody should compensate them. And, oh, here's Alex Jones, and we hate him. And we have an excuse to make him pay for the damage that effectively we did by supporting the system. And I don't say we as in us.
You mean the government people.
Because nobody opposes the system.
The families, they already won a bunch of cases down in Texas. Their victory set in motion three trials for juries to decide how much Jones should pay the families in compensatory and punitive damages. In the first trial, a jury in Austin, Texas, awarded Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin, the parents of Jesse Lewis, who died at Sandy Hook, nearly $50 million, but Texas law caps that verdict at far less. So that is confirmation that the restriction does exist there. However, in the current trial, the second of three, families of eight Sandy Hook victims sued Jones in Connecticut, where state law allows for a potentially ruinous financial verdict. The family say they sued Jones to hold him to account for the online abuse, confrontation, and death threats they received from people who believed his Sandy Hook lies. But again, did they sue the people who actually threatened them? Did those people get brought up on criminal charges? I mean, did something actually happen to them? Because
that would not advance the narrative, Ian. The narrative is that it's specifically MAGA Republicans who are responsible for all the ills in the world. And maybe these guys didn't qualify, although just having listened to Alex Jones's show once or twice probably does qualify you in the mind of the most rabid out there.
You would think if you were going to go after somebody, you would go after the people who are like actually attacking you, right?
Which is
not Alex Jones, as best I can tell.
But they don't have money. These are, who knows who has issued these death threats, but I suspect they are not people as wealthy as Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Unless they were actually issued by the FBI.
That's another good point, right? Like, how do you know if these are online threats sent anonymously to these people, how do you even know these are legitimate in the first place? That's a great point.
Or did they send them to themselves? Because that would certainly bolster their case. And if nobody's identified who'd sent these things and identified Alex Jones as the means by which they're just assuming that a lot of people talked a lot of mess about Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
How do they know that it was specifically Alex Jones?
Great question, and I don't know if there was any evidence put forward about that. That's an excellent point.
Here's something else to point out. It's almost certain that if somebody who's heard about, you know, Sandy Hook from Alex Jones probably also heard it on mainstream media at some point.
Maybe.
I certainly recall it being on mainstream media, and I'm not sure if I heard Alex Jones say anything or not, but certainly it was on mainstream media.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not an Alex Jones listener, and you know that he even said that, you know it because somebody told you he said that. Somebody amplified his message. Was that the mainstream media? And if people lost respect for these people in Sandy Hook, who I think the opposite happened, I'll bet you there's some GoFundMes that have made a lot of money off this. So just the premise that people lost respect for these people as a result of what, I mean, some people probably did, but the vast majority of the people feel sorry for them.
Are we liable now that we're talking about a story in the mainstream media covering the fact that Alex Jones lied? Does that also make us liable for it?
Apparently, it's okay to say Alex Jones said these things, but it's not okay for him to say them.
Jones's effort to defend himself, according to the Times, was punctuated by violations of the judge's order barring mentions of partisan politics or politicians. As his testimony got underway,
you can't talk about what really happened. That would spoil their trial.
He attempted to cast the trial in political terms, saying the most important thing to him is, quote, crushing the globalists, unquote, at other times.
Which is exactly what you're supposed to do when you're on show trial before a kangaroo court in a tyrannous government.
In fact, they actually address kangaroo court coming up here in a moment because that came up too. At other times, he professed little knowledge of attacks on the families.
Is kangaroo court racist against Australians? Where does that even come from?
That's a good question. What is the history of that? The trial.
Maybe I shouldn't say that anymore. Does anybody get offended by kangaroo court besides the people who operate them?
Great question. The trial and the judge that he professed little knowledge of the attacks, the trial and the judge that he and other InfoWars staff members had made on his show and said he didn't recall things that he had said as recently as the previous day.
I get off this show and people say, what you talk about on Free Talk Live today? And I say, I have no idea.
Yeah.
All of my energy is tuned towards its output.
Yeah.
I'm not storing anything.
I'm the same way. I'll say, I don't know. I have to check the show description.
Yeah, when you're a personality, you're definitely going to say things that you won't remember the next day.
There's more coming up here in moments. There's more on the way. You can join us here as well. If you got some thoughts you want to share regarding Alex Jones' persecution at 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. I'm Drew. If you want to join in, your thoughts on the Alex Jones trial. Have you been watching it? I've only seen some clips, but apparently it is available. I don't know if it's streaming live or if people are just putting, I think it is probably streaming live because the clips are coming out pretty fast. I've not looked into that detail. If you've been watching it closely and you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. Are they calling? I think one of the big questions is, are they actually calling in as witnesses some of these people who are ostensibly threatening the families of the Sandy Hook victims? Because that's the big claim, is that, oh, well, Alex Jones has this theory that Sandy Hook wasn't real, and he's now recanted that, by the way. Of course, that hasn't stopped them from coming at him with, you know, as much political and attorneys as they possibly, you know, as much might as they possibly can to ruin him financially. So apologies haven't made any difference. In fact, the story here from the New York Times says that Alex Jones says he's done saying he's sorry because they're not letting up on him, that's for sure. But did they ever call the people that supposedly were actually doing the attacking against these families, which weren't physical, but not physical attacks, but, you know, online attacks, supposed death threats, that kind of thing? Was there ever any evidence of who those people were, or are we just supposed to accept that anonymous threats somehow came from Alex Jones? And even if they weren't anonymous...
Well, not Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Listen.
Or from his, but that it was Alex's statements that somehow made these things happen. Even though Jones, I don't think, ever said to harass these family members or anything like that. I've not heard those allegations, if that's the case. So anyway, Ian, Chris, nobody here in the studio tonight. If you want to join in, the number is 603-283-6160. So a little bit more here from the New York Times is basically a hit piece where they say that Jones was lying about what happened in Sandy Hook. And I'm sorry, if you are someone who is repeating something that's not true, there's a few different things besides that being a lie, right? Like there's a couple other options. There's the fact that it could be a lie, right? Like if you believe a thing is not true and you say that thing, then you are knowingly telling a lie.
Yeah.
But if you just were fed misinformation. Like, oh, masks can stop COVID, right? And then you go and you repeat that misinformation, then you're not lying because you're not intending to deceive somebody. You bought the lie. Somebody lied to you. You bought that lie, or somebody else passed on that misinformation, and you believed it. So you're not lying unless you're trying to deceive somebody, and Jones seemed to really believe this. He really seemed to believe in this theory. Go ahead, nobody.
And this is why I mostly forgive the rank-and-file Branch Covidians, because, you know, if you actually believed what they believed, then some of their actions would have made sense, at least, you know, getting their social panties in a bunch over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the thing is, they're people that have been bamboozled
right.
by Big Pharma, and that can happen. You know, if you think about it, the half of the people in the world are below average.
Mm-hmm.
And they exist, you know.
Yeah, the big takeaway, of course, from COVID was the massive amount of obedience that people showed. In fact, I've got a story about the World Economic Forum. If we get a chance, we'll get to it. I know that nobody, you wanted to talk about the Martha's Vineyard situation with the immigrants that happened, I think it was late last week. We didn't get to it really on Free Talk Live, and there was a lot of buzz about it, so I want to get into that story here in a moment. But just the final couple sentences here from the New York Times latest hit piece against Alex Jones. They say that the attorney, who's the equivalent of the prosecutor, it's not the right word, but I guess plaintiff's attorney, Mate, pointed out that Jones had given a news conference outside the courthouse, watched the trial online, and maligned it on his show as a kangaroo court. He's also set up a kangaroo court webpage to encourage viewers to financially support his legal defense. At one point, Mate began to question Jones by saying, quote, "There's going to be another mass shooting, isn't there?" unquote. Jones interrupted him, saying, "Are you saying I'm going to shoot people? Like it's my fault? People think I killed the kids? And that's my answer to you," he said. Jones's testimony will resume, well, today, apparently. So I guess he's been on the stand for a couple of days now. And that's the story from the New York Times. And if I get the chance, maybe I'll pull up one of the videos of Jones where the plaintiff's attorney is accusing him of calling the judge a tyrant, I think. And then they
probably is.
Yeah, yeah. And then they show
truth supposed to be a defense. I think they should have a trial on that one, because then we would get to see the judge try to prove they're not a tyrant.
A tyrant. And then they put an image up on the monitor in the courtroom, which they took from Jones's website, I guess, where it shows the judge with, like, evil red glowing eyes. And Jones, you know, fully right on said, "Yeah, if you're acting like a tyrant, I'm going to call you a tyrant." It was pretty entertaining. I got to give him credit for it.
You know.
So the number here is 603-283-6160. Nobody, you were paying close attention, or at least more so than I think Chris and I, to this Martha's Vineyard situation that developed last week. And I guess it's sort of over at this point. So now we can, I guess, comment on the whole thing. As I understand it, there was a busload of supposed immigrants sent from Florida.
They were real immigrants.
Okay. Sent from Florida up to Martha's Vineyard, which isn't that Massachusetts? Isn't that where
yes.
that is? And it's Martha's Vineyard is a place where, you know, the richest of the rich, the America's royalty or whatever, people like the Obama.
It's where Obama has his massive mansion.
Right. And others. I don't know how large this property is, but as I understand it, it's, you know, home to some of the wealthiest people out there.
Yeah, and they have, it was really interesting to watch this play out, and I do have a story, but I'm gonna start with some comments, because the first thing is, you know, I'm ambivalent about the whole issue. I think the problem with immigration is caused by immigration laws.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And that if we just repealed that and welcomed people to come, things would be much better, because we would not be creating an underclass that is not that does not have the same protections the rest of us have, that can't openly exist, that can't report crimes against them, and that is a humanitarian nightmare.
Or others.
The answer to it isn't to encourage more people to come here and be in that underclass. The solution is to repeal the damn laws.
Mm-hmm. Preventing people from coming here, you mean. Yeah.
Okay. A man is a lot smarter than a bag of weed. You can't keep a bag of weed out of the country, so what makes you think you can keep a man out?
That's great. I've never even heard that line before. That's a good one.
Yeah,
definitely. I just came up with it.
Nice.
Because I was smoking some.
Very nice. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
So this Martha's Vineyard, I didn't even know where. I mean, I just heard that it was
What's
in Massachusetts.
The story?
What's the story?
Yeah, we haven't really covered it. What's the story, guys?
So they sent up a busload of immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, and the conservatives are celebrating this because, well, Ron DeSantis, the governor, goon, you know, top gangster in Florida, he is this conservative darling. And so this guy can, of course, do no wrong. It doesn't matter how big government he is on all kinds of other things. They only focus on these other areas. For instance, he loves the cops. Every single pro-cop bill, he will
sign. And he's just straight up mean. Yeah. What he did to those people was basically when taking the, the illegals are like the unpopular kid in school. Okay? And they think the liberals like them. Okay, and basically, this is him going up to them and saying, why don't you go talk to the people who say they like you, because underneath they don't like you either.
Mm-hmm.
That's just mean. That's just goddamn mean.
It's probably true. I mean, it is.
It is true.
LRN.FM. Radio, so I'm just going to put you on hold for just a quick moment, and now we are... Oh wait, what
I'm sorry. I don't remember exactly what I said.
We'll just move on. You said something.
Okay, we'll move on from that.
Get heated there. What were you trying to say there without the thing you shouldn't have said?
Oh,
about liberals the immigrants.
I believe that just what I was trying to say is. He's mean, but he's not necessarily wrong. And it would have been nice if he'd sent them to somewhere where they would have gotten a much better welcome, and he hadn't kind of arranged for it to be a bad welcome by sending them as a surprise.
All right, more coming up here in moments. I know you wanted to dig further into the story on the way here with Ian, Chris, and Nobody. The number is 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.